The Shore Resource by James Smith, 1858. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Psalm 46:1. God intended himself to be the great fountain of supply to his creatures. All are to be dependent on him and to look for their supplies from him. Just so, the believer is to apply to God for all. Ample provision is made, but it is only in Jesus. Promises are given, but they are to be fulfilled by Jesus. He possesses all fullness, and as such, he presents himself to us as his needy, dependent creatures, and says, "Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other." Isaiah 45:22. This is the business of faith and prayer, to look to Jesus and apply to Jesus for all that we need. Let us consider these words as spoken unto us every day, as calling us away from dependence on the creature, and as directing us how to act under all circumstances. It is Jesus who speaks, Jesus as God, Jesus as the Saviour, Jesus, full of sympathy and power. Let us therefore listen to and act upon his word. Look unto me and be supplied. Whatever you need, either for body or soul, come to me for it. I have the very blessing which you require. I am prepared to supply you with it, except it would be to your injury for me to do so. You must leave me to judge whether it will be for your good, and whether this is the best time for you to have it. But if it is, I will surely give it to you. Bring all your needs to me, express all your desires before me, exercise faith in me, and your supplies are certain. Let us then leave off complaining, repining, and fretting, and let us look to Jesus for whatever we need, for all we need, and whenever we need. He is able to do more for us than we are able to ask or think, and he loves to be applied to, for he rejoices to supply our needs. Look unto me and be strengthened. We are very weak and feeble, and we need much strength. We have crosses to carry, burdens to bear, and innumerable difficulties to overcome. Our journey is long, the way is rough, and our faith is feeble. But Jesus is the strong one who has all strength in himself, and that strength he imparts to the weak, the weary, and the wavering who put their trust in him. By looking to him, or exercising faith in him, we find strength flow into our soul, and we become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Absent from Jesus, or neglecting to exercise faith in Jesus, we are weak and faint, and are sure to be overcome. If therefore we would be strong to labor, or to fight the Lord's battles, or to travel our pilgrim way, we must keep the eye of faith fixed on Jesus and seek our strength from him. Look unto me and be comforted. We are poor, comfortless things in ourselves, and we meet with much to cast us down and make us unhappy. We daily need daily comfort as much as we need daily food. Jesus is the comforter of those who are cast down. He comforts us with loving words, with holy communion with himself, with sweet meditations, with holy foretastes of heaven. His presence is the joy of his people, and his presence will make them happy everywhere. Let us then, when our souls are cast down, when the springs of joy are low, when everything around and within us is depressing, look to Jesus, and he will comfort us with his love. Look unto me and be counseled. We often need advice, for we know not what to do, or which way to go. Friends cannot help us, our way appears to be hedged up, nor can we find our paths. We feel at times that we would give anything if we only knew what to do, or which way to go. We are in deep perplexity, in profound distress. Now is the time to apply to and prove the kindness of the wonderful Counselor. Jesus says, "Look unto me. I will teach you and instruct you in the way which you shall go. I will counsel you, and my eye shall be upon you." Precious Saviour, he loves to be consulted, nor will he allow any sincere and simple believer to consult him in vain. He knows our path. He will point out our way. He understands our difficulty and will show us how to escape it. Look unto me and be saved. Saved from every danger, saved from every foe, saved from sin and all its penal consequences, saved fully, saved freely, saved eternally. Jesus loves to save. He saves all who look to him. Let us therefore look unto him in all times of danger, when assaulted by our foes, and when our own hearts mislead us. Let us look to him all through our life. And when called to face death and eternity, let us especially look unto him. He will be with us in the dark valley and whisper peace. He will go with us across the Jordan and cheer our sinking hearts. He will guide us to the golden gates and lead us up the glorious streets and present us unto his Father. O my soul, look to Jesus. Whenever Satan assaults you, whenever foes beset you, whenever needs oppress you, and when death stares you in the face, look to Jesus for grace, and he will bestow it. Look to Jesus for strength, and he will impart it. Look to Jesus for comfort, and he will confer it. Look to Jesus for counsel, and he will give it. Look to Jesus for salvation, and he will confer it. Look for all that he has promised, for all that you feel you need, and he will not deny you what is best for you. Remember, ever remember, that Jesus is a sun and shield. He will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Psalm 9:9. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge. Psalm 144:2. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. Psalm 16:1.